It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Was one of your New Year's resolutions to read more? Well, Nancy Pearl is here to help. She joins us each Tuesday with a book recommendation, and today she talks with Marcy Selman about one of her favorite novels.
Pete Dexter. This book came out in 2009. It was one of my favorite books in 2009, and I was going through in December, November, a lot of October, a kind of funk about books. I just really could not find a lot that was engaging me, although I know it always sounds in here when I talk to you.
You always sound engaged.
I always sound engaged. And indeed, the books that I talk about in here, I am engaged with. But I spent a lot of time during those months rereading. And it's been really fun for me to put on Twitter the books that I've been rereading, the books like from the early 2000s that I really wish people would read. And Pete Dexter's seventh novel is called Spooner. And Pete Dexter, of course, is the author of The Paperboy. And again, you know, I loved the book. The book begins, "My brother Ward was once a famous man." That's the first line of The Paperboy. A perfect first line. I think that most writers would kill for that kind of line because it opens up so many possibilities. Mm-hmm. Why is it in the past tense? What was Ward famous for? What happened? Spooner, and then Pete Dexter wrote a novel called Deadwood, among six other novels. But this book, I think, is the book that he was born to write. That's what a friend said to a woman who knows him and was talking to me. It's a fictionalized story of a man who's awfully like Pete Dexter himself, beginning with actually his birth and ending when he's in his 50s. This character's name is Spooner. And there are so many, the more you know about Pete Dexter, I think the more sort of in jokes that you would get in the book. But you don't need to know anything because this man, the man who grows out of the boy Spooner, is just a fascinating, wonderful, interesting, and all told in beautiful, just language where you just want to sit and underline page after page after page. I loved this book.
Pete Dexter, just briefly, so that you know a teeny bit about him, he was a journalist at one point.
At the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Right. And so he sort of brings that style of daily writing to his novels.
He does. And Spooner, no surprise, is a reporter in Philadelphia. And Pete Dexter has written about his collection of nonfiction as well, some of his columns from that time. And what the thing, you know, this is a book for people, I think, who loved The Prince of Tides by Pat Conroy, or maybe even closer is The Brothers K by David James Duncan. And I say that not because the plots are similar, and the plots of the David James Duncan and the Pat Conroy are not similar at all, but it's the feel of the books, of people, of the main characters trying to come to not only a realization of who they are, but an acceptance of who they are.
So do you think that Pete Dexter is coming to his own personal acceptance of who he is through this character Spooner? Because you started by telling us this is the book he was born to write.
Yes. I think this is a way, I don't know, because I've never talked to Pete Dexter about this book. But I think that it's a way, and it's not an autobiography. I mean, it's really fiction. But the landmark events in Pete Dexter's life are the landmark events in Spooner's life. And just to sort of insert a little personal note, which is that Pete Dexter refers to his wife as Mrs. Dexter when he's talking to somebody else. Oh, Mrs. Dexter says, she really wants to go to Arizona this year. And Spooner refers to his wife as Mrs. Spooner. So there's that sort of parallel, but also, as I said, these big events, experiences as a newspaper man, growing up with a mother who was bent on unhappiness and a stepfather who understood Spooner better than anybody else did. I mean, it's a book that's funny. It's a book that's that has some tragedy in it. It's not violent in the way that, say, The Paperboy has very violent passages. Mm-hmm. Deadwood has very, very violent passages. It's not that kind of violence. It's a life and everything that goes into that life.
The book Spooner by Pete Dexter, originally published in 2009. Nancy Pearl, this is the book you say Pete Dexter was born to write?
He was, and it's the book we should all be reading first in 2015.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Nancy Pearl, author of the Book Lust series. She joins us most Tuesdays with her book pick, and she spoke with Marcy Silman. You'll find all of Nancy's recommendations at our website, kuow.org.